みなさん、こんにちは。ベニットコタツようこそ。私の名前はアン、隣、ジェームズ。
私のジェームズです。おはようございます。みな、everyone。
みな、everyone?
I had to do the Coco shitty English.
So, for episode 30, we are going to do our, of course, two-thirds review for the summer 2021. So I just want to call you out right now, James. I'm just gonna shit on you right now. So,
right, shit on.
So for the start of the season, I asked you, did you watch Bokutachi no Remake? And you told me, not my type of anime. I kind of don't want to watch it.
I retract that statement. It was an error, erroneous, previously, you know. I misrepresented my views on certain types of anime, and I retracted once again.
And you know what the best part about that was?
What?
Is that in that same episode, we were talking about Yoromichi Onisan and not to judge an anime by its cover.
Oh yeah, I know.
So that's a double dip. That's a double dip.
I like to even triple dip sometimes.
Okay, I mean, since we're already talking about Bokutachi no Remake, let's just go ahead and start with that. One caveat is that if we talk about it, we do not mention the last two or three episodes.
Oh, that Sarabamba, the spice.
Yeah, we do. We cannot mention that, but everything else is fair game.
All the paprika and pepper, delicious.
The anime
More
paprika?
More importantly, though, what's your pick, Sonic, Tails, or Knuckles?
Okay, here's my thing. I've always been really, like, I've always gone for, like, the blue, like, the short-haired, like, girls with the blue hair. I've always gone with that pick, so, of course.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, when seeing this anime, I was like, of course I went for her pick, but it was so hard because,
incredibly.
When I first watched it, I told you that usually when there's, like, a waifu war, I don't really care for them, like.
This will split the country, man. It's dangerous. Like, answer closely.
Yeah, that's what
carefully.
I'm saying. I usually don't care about them. I usually already have my pick whenever there's like a waifu war. Like, okay.
Right.
So my hot take was in Darling in the Franxx. I really, like, even though everyone hated the blue-haired girl, she was still my favorite. All right? Like, I know everyone likes Zero Two.
Ichigo, I think?
Yeah, Ichigo. Everyone hated Ichigo. I loved Ichigo. And I don't know why she got so much hate. And the thing about her was that, like, She like everyone said she was being a bitch and whatever, but like seeing it from her point of view, I don't know why she got so much hate. She was just trying to protect him, right? Like,
gotta protect your interest, man. You gotta establish dominance.
It's not even that. She was just like, because she
Zero
she
Two seeing, walked all over her.
Yeah, she was seeing how like Zero compete. Two was being like, you know, like, I don't know, like manipulative or something like that, like from her point of view. That's what I'm seeing, but she had so much
hate.
Nah,
man. MC just wanted the Hot Wheels. He didn't want no school bus.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I don't know why she got so much hate. But, like, for Bokutachi no Remake, I had such a hard deciding, like, who was gonna be the best girl. Because I, like, of course, you'd have that, like, underdog, the red-headed girl, right? And I liked her too. All of them had their own.
The dark horse, no underdog.
I don't think
there's
she
no
was a dark horse.
No, no, no. She's always our lumen. She's been there since the future times. She knows what's good.
I like how that one guy could also be like one of the competitors.
He's like the silver really Power Ranger, the gold Power Ranger, the extra Power Ranger that comes at the end of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, they closed the route. Because they straight up asked if they had feelings for it, so they shut it down. They made sure.
Yeah, exactly.
For me, I think the blonde one is...
Really?
I don't know. Because of the singing is cool. Singing the anime music's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Come on, man. What's better than that?
And I love how like they represent like 2000s YouTube very well with like the crappy interface.
They even had the Windows XP.
Exactly.
He's like, holy shit. Like, imagine... Being us, we use an old version of a system, and then we go like 10 years into the future. It's like, how the hell do I use Photoshop and Premiere Pro? And then this guy's going back, and like, all these features are missing.
No, but they did show Premiere Pro, and then they spelled
it. Yeah, they did.
They spelled it really janky, but it sounded the same, but like, Premiere Pro.
like Promare Pro,
like an extra E, an extra R, or something. It was basically like Japanese spelling in English, but it still that sounded Adobe the same.
EIP, gotta protect against the lawsuit, baby.
I know. Overall, I would say this is probably one of my favorite.
Probably one of the best, for sure.
And, like,
of the new shows, for sure the best.
Yeah, like, out of all the new shows, I would probably rate this as, you know what? I'll just say it's probably my favorite anime this season. And that's going against, like, a lot, because there's not that many good ones. Like, of course, there's some good ones, but, like, for ones that
of
stand
the
out,
ones we watched,
yeah,
for sure, I would agree.
Yeah, and
this season for me has been hard for me to enjoy any anime, because of course I finished the Last Evangelion movie, waiting God knows how many years. Nothing is gonna live up to that expectation of goodness.
So
I Chasing the Dragon for the next show. Boku Tetsu no Remake is good though, and yeah, the good. Ongoing series like Slime has been great. Hero Academia has been great.
Did you see the
great.
New latest
episode? Oh, buddy.
Okay,
dude,
so,
that's
so
like
before,
some
before
fake
we
Grand
talk
Order
anything about it. I don't want to spoil anything. I don't want to spoil anything for anyone that hasn't watched
the effects
it yet,
were
right?
So good. Oh my god. When
the
did
one
they get
thing,
so good?
The one thing I want to say about the last episode, not a spoiler, but did you see how amazing that transition into the opening was?
Yes.
That was God. One of the best transitions to an opening ever. That's all I got to say about that. Any more, yeah. And I feel like I've ruined the...
No, we can't. That's an ongoing show, dude.
We're currently at the peak climax right now, so talking about it would ruin the anime, so we won't...
Well, there have been several climaxes for this show.
No, but we are getting to the climax of the climax. Like, we are getting to the climax of the show, so...
Another peak.
Yeah, we will save that and just say it's a really good
In that valley.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Kobayashi Maid Dragon, of course, still very good.
Always a keeper. I'm surprisingly behind on it. I watched like 3 or 4 episodes. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to marathon it. Obviously, if you like the first one, this is going to be a banger.
Yeah, I'm not saying like it's one where you have to keep up with it, but I could see myself easily finishing it in like one sit-down.
I'm going to, for sure.
Like, no, but like, let's say if I haven't watched it this season, I could easily just sit down and fish it in like a couple hours, because you know it's really nice and enjoyable and just nothing you really have to pay attention to. You said you were still watching Vanitas no Carte. I dropped it first episode. Are you still enjoying it?
Ooh, baby, I love the character interactions, especially with the human and the vampires. In one episode, he like, you know, when in the animes where you have the main character do some cringe shit in front of the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was like, he went to the vampire world and he stood on a chandelier, of course, you know, like any main character badass would, and he's like, I'm gonna save you all, like Dr. Doolittle-ing it up, and he does, and they try to frame him for being incorrect, but they fight against it, and just a lot of interactions. Honestly, this show says it's only 12 episodes, but I could see it going 27 easily. Maybe a second season down the road. I can foresee at this pace that they're taking in the show. By the way, the art, whew, I would say second to none. It probably the best.
I mean, it's Bones. Art. It's Bones.
But. Yeah, probably the best art this season for...
I don't know.
No. Yeah, I immediately retract that statement.
I mean,
Aquatope,
we were
fucking just, PA works. Oh my god, I forgot about them for a moment.
Can't forget about Maid Dragon, Kyoto Animation.
Oh my god, I know.
I'm
Kyoto
like,
Animation.
Look,
I was
here.
Just caught up in the goodness of the vampire lust. That's all.
What I get from that anime is basically just Chunbyo vampires. That's pretty much all I got from watching.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. The vampire aesthetic, how they act.
Yeah. Next anime down the list, Tante Wamau, Detective's Already Dead. Dropped it like a rock. It was...
Dude, immediately after the HoloLive debut, I was like, yeah, I'm good with that.
It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah,
like, after
I enjoyed
the third
that.
Episode, after the 5-second cameo.
Was it Matsuri and
Fubuki?
The burger?
Fubuki, yeah.
The
it's
burger boy.
It's not a good anime. Like, it's the first 3 episodes. Okay, yeah, it's cool. Good animation. Like,
when she was dead, I was like, yeah. I mean, it's in the title. So.
I mean, they dumped pretty much the majority of their... what do you call it? Work and money and everything into the first episode. Like, the first 2 episodes are after that. It's
that was awesome. Yeah. The first episode, amazing.
Good
then
scene.
When she's dead, it's like, ah, man. I miss this character. Yeah. Well, you know, whatever. What can you do?
Yeah, all right. next one. Kind of.
I haven't watched a single episode, even though you said it was really good.
Yeah, it's pretty decent. If you don't want to watch it, you don't have to. It's another filler. It's like just one of those quirky, like, oh, harem, blah blah blah, anime.
Yeah.
I think one of the funny parts is that in the show, of course, like the premise of the show is that like the guy has like two girlfriends and they go back and forth, and then they add in like a third girlfriend, like this blonde girl, but not in a way that you think. She like tries, like she finds out that the two are dating or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And she's like, well, you should take me on as a girlfriend too. And he's like, nah, I'm gonna pass. And then what she does
going for that polygamy.
What she does is that, like, she's like, well, if I'm gonna make you take me as a girlfriend, and what she does is she camps outside his house. And she's a boob-tuber. She's like a boob-tuber. So
basically, chest down?
Yeah, so basically it just shows chest down or whatever. And she's like making money off of that. And then it starts raining and stuff. She's like, well, you know, I can, like, since I make so much money off of this, like,
YouTube. Live with me.
YouTube thing. No, it's like I could buy like a better tent, or I could buy like
oh my god
charcoal stove and all
that's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. But overall, it's not like an anime.
It sounds enticing. It's just
it's pretty good.
After Evangelion, it's hard for me to watch stuff. Like, I feel like that was my end game. And I was like, oh fuck, what do I do now? I was like, keep on playing World of Warcraft. Just like in that South Park episode when they got to 60.
What do we do now? Yeah, you just
keep on watching anime.
All right. Actually, coming up to my next pick, Genjutsu Shugi Yushano.
I think the best isekai this season.
It hands down, probably my second favorite, next to Boketachi no Remake. It's a great it's a great anime.
Well, isekai, not a repeat. Boketachi no Remake's not an isekai.
No. Like it's my second pick for my favorite anime this season.
Though. Oh right. I thought you meant isekai. Okay.
Yeah, it's great. It's usually we don't see animes like this. It's like we explained it very well in when we first talked about it in the first episode.
You get tired of just seeing swinging swords, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And when they actually go into stuff like this, country building, really, running your kingdom, it's interesting. I love it. I love seeing how, you know, obviously, he's not the most intelligent man in the world, but he's just taking his 21st century knowledge to it. What was he, like a college student?
I don't remember. Like, I'm just glad, like, we're seeing, like, real information being used instead of, like, oh, I'm going to use my...
Dude, the tree spacing superior, thing is dope.
Like, I'm going to use my superior knowledge to make mayonnaise, you know? That's what they always do. He's a guy, I'm going to make mayonnaise.
And bro, I'm going to make pizza. Exactly. Give me pizza.
Hey, man, don't be hating on...
P-I-Z-Z-A. Give me pizza.
Don't be hating on... what was that? Bookworm?
I mean, the food situation was really well done with the fat guy. I loved it.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Fantastic. I can't wait to see the I mean, they gave us a preview, right? With the shut-in guy who's just like a bookworm. He's like, holy fuck, you're worthy of my being my senpai or leader, whatever, Kun.
I mean, that part was kind of a bit cringy-ish.
We haven't seen it yet, but, you know. He's kind of like a Romance of the Three Kingdoms type general.
It's basically politics in anime. I'm saying it now. Not everyone's gonna like this anime because a lot of people just want to see a lot of sword swinging, but
no, of course not. And I feel like I don't know if I'm gonna like this going forward. If it's just gonna be a bunch of battles, we have to see how it's done. Keep an open mind, right?
I mean, he's technically already in battles right now, but they're more political. They're political battles.
No, he's dungeon exploring with his mascot.
Oh yeah, remember? Yeah, he's doing that too. That's right. That's right.
I want to see that. Like. Yeah, okay, yeah, I do want to see the battles. What am I talking about? I want to see the mascot style in front of everybody.
Right.
All his Chunin glory.
Yeah, overall, I would say give it a try. You know, not everyone's going to like it. Give it a try. Well, once we finish the anime, maybe I'll have something else to say about it. But for now, I'm up to date with it. I'm still watching it. It's still good. You know, that's pretty much it. Next anime on our list, Sunny Boy. Up to date with it?
I want to watch it, but goddamn, it's one of those anime that I feel like I'm gonna have to wait until it's done to enjoy it, because waiting every week for this is not the best, most enjoyable way to watch it, because I keep on wanting to see the next episode immediately. I need the gratification.
I don't know why, but after watching Sunny Boy, I don't know why, but I feel it feels draining to watch, doesn't it?
No, not necessarily. It's just
like
maybe draining would be the right way to say
it. Like, I don't know. I could find another word to, like, you know, explain what I'm feeling while watching it, but it's not an anime you get excited about to watch, you know?
No goosebumps, no feeling your hair grow.
Yeah, it's just one of those, like a puzzle.
Not yet, at least. Well, it's a drama mystery, right, from Madhouse. Yeah. Eventually, it's going to have that big moment, right? I imagine, I hope.
Hopefully. Well, we'll see. Of course, as all Madhouse productions do. I mean, they have great art. That's what I
can say. Oh, for sure.
Yeah, fantastic. I really love art. It reminds me of, what was that one movie? Like, the girl from the sky or something like that? Like, from a long time ago? Kind of get
Chicken
that
Little? No, just kidding.
I kind of get that vibe from it, but do you remember what the anime is called?
No, dude, that's very vague.
The girl from the sky, or something like that. Where
the one where she's upside down and
it's like a movie from like her. It's like a movie from like the 90s.
I wouldn't remember. I didn't watch a lot of anime movies. Uh-oh. Surprisingly,
it's one of those iconic movies, but I forgot what it's called. But yeah, it gives me that same vibe. Next anime, Jaya-sama. I am up to date with it.
Me too. Feels that Himoto.
Not at all. It just doesn't
wait for me.
Doesn't click it's with
that,
me.
It has that type of feel to it for me. You know,
bad
guy doing stupid things.
Yeah.
For me, it's like the Devil is a Part-Timer mix with Himoto.
Not even. I feel like it's not enjoyable for me for some reason.
I like it. It's not the best, but it's above average.
I mean, it's
sure.
Watchable.
It's worth it.
It's watchable. I can say it's definitely watchable. It's just that
it came from one of those meme mangas, right? Because of the character, it got super popular. Just like, what was the one that was the otaku girl or whatever? The Fujoshi? She looked like death all the time, like a dirty otaku. And she was like getting into super cringe moments.
Oh, Watamote? That one?
Watamote, yeah. That's probably the hardest show to watch.
Like, how do I remember the name of the name? I only watched like one episode. You finished
it. I remember what she looked like. That's it.
Okay, I have a really good way to describe Jaya-sama. Do you remember the anime Hinomatsuri?
Yeah, I do.
Do you remember the, I think it was like the blonde-haired girl? The
one that lived in a homeless camp?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah. So it's basically, Jaya-sama is basically just Hinomatsuri, except at the point of like just the blonde-haired girl.
Fantasy.
Yeah, except like we're just seeing like the stupid part of the show. Like the reason why Hinomatsuri was so good and why the blonde hair girl, you know, where we were rooting so much for her is because we got to see her go through, like, you know, starting out as a klutz and then slowly transitioning into, like, you know, just a better person.
This is episode 5 of 20.
I know exactly, but that's the feeling I'm getting right now. I know I'll probably have a change of opinion further down the road.
Yeah, I can see that happen.
Yeah, but as of now, it's just like, you know, just a girl who basically stuck to her guns and just trying to be funny and stuff like that, but that's pretty much all I have to say about it. Like, in regards to, like, enjoyment of it, I'll watch it, but I'm not, like, there's nothing really funny keeping me, like, wanting more at the end of the
it's
episode.
A good week-to-week show, and it's a solid marathon choice if you feel like you're in the mood for a comedy fantasy show for this type of character.
I don't know why it released so late. That's what I want to say. It released like
probably
weeks.
The Olympics, man. Stuff is getting delayed for the Paralympics too. Like, Irumakun didn't air this week. It got delayed. I think My Hero Academia was delayed the week before that.
Really?
That's I forgot about the Olympics too. I was like, shit, Paralympics already? All right.
All right, next anime, Otome Game. Haven't watched, didn't really finish the first season.
My feelings haven't changed about it. It's the still same. More of the same for real. It's nothing revolutionary, but if you enjoy the first one, you're going to enjoy this one no matter what.
Okay, next one. Seirei Gensouki.
Super current.
really loved the first, what, couple episodes, like maybe up to episode 5 or 6, and then it just went down.
Really, I have no idea where it's going to go at this point.
Like, the whole premise was that you know, he's in another world, he learns how to do magic, he goes to a magic school, and then they just throw him off to some random place. I'm like, why are they changing scenery so fast? We barely get to keep one scenery
very
for like
condensed,
two,
right?
Yeah, like we barely get to stay in one area for 2 or 3 episodes, and then he's off to another place.
All of a sudden, he gets the harem situation going on.
It's
surprise.
It feels like it's throwing at you too fast, right? Like
it really does. And There's 3 episodes left, and he's on a path of revenge. At this rate, I think they're gonna make another season of it, or maybe continue a part 2 next week. Next season, excuse me.
I could see
or
that.
Or maybe in half a year. Definitely, for sure. He did spar practice with the King's Guard, I guess you could say, the top samurai,
right,
for the Japanese area of the world he lives in.
Mm-hmm.
Oof, showed some spicy moves. It got me excited for a little bit.
And then, I mean, he died again. He one-shots dragons, so...
Yeah, dude. He beat up a dude's face and like, oh no, you gotta heal his face. Like, just kill his whole village if you're scared of retaliation. What do you have to lose? Not much with your power, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a filler. It's a filler.
It's the Chunin pick of the season, maybe.
I mean, nah, I don't know.
Not the pick. It's hard to say.
There's another one that's way better than it.
That's true.
Before we get to it, there's actually one, like an Aquatope. Very good anime. Loving it. Not for everyone. Of course, not for everyone. It's. I wouldn't say it's a filler. It's... You know, PA works again. Very good slice of life.
Very good
anime.
Slice of life. Yeah, absolutely.
Are you caught up to it?
No, man. I saw the lady give birth in the aquarium. I was like, you know what? I think I've had enough of this for one day.
you're missing a really good spicy episode from the newest
just,
one.
There's so much, you know, little time.
The one thing I have to say about it is that I was like, why did they have a beach episode?
When?
two episodes prior to Kurt episode, I think. So I think we're...
Every episode is a beach episode.
And that's what I'm saying. Why did they have a... And you know what's funny is that the beach episode is really... It's like right next to the aquarium.
Are they just like getting fish or something? They're stealing it illegally.
No. It's a legit beach episode where they're out at the beach chilling like, oh, we're going to go on a vacation. Turns out the vacation...
We need the bikini anime figures. Oh my God. Shuffle paper out. Make the beach episode.
The beach episode.
We need that anime figure money.
Like basically they're like going on a vacation. Ends up like the vacation is just right next to the aquarium. Like since the aquarium is right next to the beach, you can just
walk
there.
Hey guys, we're gonna splash around in front of the building where we work. Bring your work close to. We gotta clean the tanks after.
All right, next episode. My pick for best. My best.
I would agree.
The Chunibyo pick. The Tsuki ga Michibiku Isekai Dochu. Man, these names are getting weirder, I swear.
This is that one show that I keep forgetting to watch. And like, man, what's that really cool anime that I was watching a few weeks ago on? And you're like, oh, that one. And like, oh, fuck, there's 4 episodes I'm behind. I caught up immediately.
But
it's so easy to marathon.
Doesn't it feel awesome to know, like, oh, there, you have 4 episodes of a really good anime
that's
you forgot to watch?
That's why I skip shows, man. That's why I save stuff till the end of the season. Like, I'm saving.
You save it, but you just forget about them.
Dude, I was going to forget about Shadow House, but I went back and marathoned. It was that good.
With the Tsukiga Michibiku, it is like one of those underdog animes you would think you wouldn't like, but it's...
He's not an underdog, bro.
No. Like, not the character as an underdog, but I'm talking about, like, the anime as a whole. Like,
oh, right. The Dark Horse. Like, it's in there. It's like an 80% or you'd probably give... As far as Isekai go.
Yeah. It, like, what it reminds me of is they just took slime and they condensed it into, like, they took, like, 2 seasons of slime and condensed it into 1 season. And then they took out all the cool battles and then that's pretty much what you got for this
It's
anime.
Like that meme. Mom, I want slime. Honey, we have slime at home. And then you see this show.
Slime at home.
Dude, the characters' designs are great. I love the dragon and the spider lady's clothes.
Oh yeah,
all their shenanigans.
Yeah,
they they're do like job. Super, like, was a spider super into like Sentai works with the superheroes, Power Ranger types.
I thought that was the dragon, or
no, the dragon, like samurai stuff.
Movies. That's right.
Yeah, she like goes on a solo mission to get strong.
Only gains like what 40 levels or something like that.
Not even. Didn't probably get anything substantial.
I mean, they're already way more powerful than any real adventurers, so doesn't matter at that point. Definitely really good pick. We'll move on to the next episode. Peach Boy Riverside. I'm still dropping. You said you're caught up with it. Are you still watching?
I got some strong words for this.
Go for it.
Don't fucking watch it until it's done. Want to know why this show sucks so much?
Why?
Story-wise, they aired it out of fucking order, bro. Out of order.
Makes sense.
It's not Haruhi Suzumiya. They did it because the manga is not done, supposedly. Well, I haven't really read it, not supposedly. But this is what the reason that the director said I read at the Anime News Network. They wanted to avoid having an anime original ending. And I'm like, why the fuck are you jumbling it up? Just take your time. Don't release it this season. You know?
That still doesn't make sense, though. That still doesn't make sense. Why would they release it out of order? Out of order or in order, it would still make no... Like, even if the anime or the manga is not complete, releasing it in order and out of order still would make no sense.
It's the same amount of time, exactly. I don't know why
they did that. The ending is still the ending. The ending still goes at the end. So,
yeah. It went from like episode 2 to 3 to 1 to 9, something crazy like that.
I knew I wasn't crazy. I knew it was all over the place.
I had to look it up like, what the fuck is going on? I don't understand why this doesn't make any sense. One moment, the vampire guy or the high ogre is like saying, come with me. And then the long haired boy swordsman is like, come with me. And then next thing you know, they're in the past, you know, in the prequel to the whole show. Basically what up one would be. I'm like, where is this going? And it didn't, you know, it's going, it's just out of order.
Okay, you might like transition real quick into another anime. We're not following the list.
Let me talk about Suzumiya out of order.
Let me transition to Make You Black Company.
What about it? It's good. I like it.
Felt
like it did the same thing, right?
Yeah, like it felt like it's out of order. I know it's not. I know it's not out of order, but they're all over the fucking place. I swear to God,
that's
my biggest
complaint for the show. Too much time. Like, they got jumped into the future.
Why?
He gets a reason why to take down the black company. Then he goes back to the past, and they're like, okay, we gotta... It felt like nothing really happened.
This anime gave me a headache. It gave me a headache.
He just knows that he has to take them down. Nothing has changed. It's just they have, like, a gun and an extra character to help them along the way.
It's stupid, right? It's
the show is still fucking hilarious. It has a lot of hilarious moments. I just don't like how they jumped up so much. It felt like they disconnected the show
and reconnected. I dropped it. It's just it gives me a headache just watching because it makes no sense and
it's just a filler. Like
I know it's a filler. There's plenty of fillers this season. There's plenty of fillers this season. I'm not gonna watch it. Like, I know it's a filler, that's what I'm saying. Watch it if you like it. It's a filler. You know, it's not a recommendation to watch, but
it feels on a higher tier of filler though. Like, it's a filler, but it's a good one. It's one worth your time.
You're saying that in between all these other filler animes that are fucking amazing this season,
right? But eventually, you're gonna need something to watch.
I mean, compared to, like, Tsukiga Michibiku, I'd rather watch Tsukima
Michibiku. Yeah, but what are you going to do once you finish that?
They're finished at the same time. They're both 12 episodes. Like, once I finish that, we jump into the next season.
I'm saying, like, if next year, if you need something to watch, come back and watch.
Dude, there's, like, 36 episodes pumping out every season.
I know.
That's what I'm saying is that if you don't finish an anime,
like when the anime Magic Girl Boom starts, you're going to need a backlog. Or what's the next hype thing that's gonna happen? What's Mecha coming back?
And you, like, in your head, you don't think I already have like a 500 anime backlog already?
Dude, I never even finished Fairy Tail. I like spent the whole day catching up to One Piece, and that was like what 20 episodes.
Like,
that was so worth it.
Look, I'm like, I know the anime picking for this season is kind of sparse, right? That's why I'm trying to finish Monster. That's why I'm trying to finish Monster, you know, this season. It's a 70-something episode. Oh, I got the time for it, you know. I ain't gonna waste my time finishing Mikaku Black Company when I can finish Monster. Way better anime.
Beach Boy Riverside.
Exactly. There's better animes in my backlog to watch.
I think in order, Peach Boy Riverside would have been a lot better.
Than Black Company?
Every time I watch it, it's just disappointing, man. I really like the character designs and, you know, the demons becoming human and powerless, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it just sucks how they have it out of order. It sucks so much.
Alright, let's just skip to the next one here. Yorimichi Onisan.
Never watched anymore, did you?
It feels too real to keep watching.
It hits too close to home, right?
It hits too
close. It has that Watamote effect. It reminds you of all your embarrassing moments.
No, it's not that, like, you know when you see, like, a guy get hit in the nuts and you can physically feel it?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, like, when you're like, oh, he's... Like, when the kid's, like in the first episode, when the kid's like, my dad's 29, you know, why don't you have a kid yet? You're already 30-something.
Jesus, I know, dude. I heard that, like, 2 days ago, that type of thing. I was like, holy fuck. They didn't say it to me, but I just heard it and thought about the show at the same time. I was like, oh, it's just like the show.
Get off my ass.
Oh, my God. Life's different for everybody,
but... It's too real.
Seemingly... You know what? That's what makes it worth watching. But it's
hard. Did you ever see the episode where they were filming? They were supposed to film at the beach, but like they instead of doing
was that
it
their
during
beach episode,
it was like instead of doing it during the summer, they did it during the winter.
No, I haven't. I didn't get too far into it. Yeah, I think you got farther.
I think that was like episode 3. So
I didn't. I can't.
It's too much, right? It's too much.
I kept on starting episode 3, and I was like, "Oh man, I don't know if I want to put myself through this."
I mean, it was really funny, though. I mean,
I know it was.
It's basically like them filming at the beach, like for a beach episode, except it was during winter because they needed to churn out the movie or something now. And then the two guys in the bear costume and the bunny costume were like, "Oh, this is fantastic! I don't even feel the wind at all." And then. Yorimichi just standing there like in his like trunks and be like, why am I even doing this? Why am I even here?
You took out the time, you still had to make the episode, right?
The director's like, oh, you know, we gotta turn this out. We gotta And then you got the girl in the bikini. she's like freezing off. Like and the director's like, you gotta smile the whole time. You know, this for kids. You gotta be happy. And like you know that reminds me of, it's like when you're working at like a fast food restaurant, they always tell you like, remember to smile when you're taking their order.
Oh my god,
no one wants to fucking smile when you're working at a, you know, a McDonald's or a yeah exactly.
Just split the burger, put a robot kiosk at the front, don't have anybody at the cash register, fuck that.
The feels, oh, it feels
just have like weird. An engineer guy working there upkeeping the machines.
That's why they have those places in Japan where you just buy the ticket and then you hand them the ticket, but you don't even see their face. There's like a curtain.
Yeah, you just see the hand. That's the best. Imagine heaven as a fast food worker.
I bet you, like, as an introvert, this is like the epitome of jobs.
Oh, for sure.
Next anime, Shinigami Bo-chan. You're
dropped it like a rock.
Really?
I got to the episode where the girl likes the old guy. It's like, you know, this show's okay. It's not a priority to watch. It's just okay.
I'm feeling you. I felt that. Like, was that the same episode? Was that the same episode where they fall in the water?
No, I don't remember.
So probably one episode. Probably one episode past that. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, it's not a priority to watch. It's not as enjoyable as, like, you know, all the other teasing. Like, what was the one last season that was really good? I forgot what it's called.
How about what?
The teasing anime.
There was like, what, 40? Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. The one with the little tan girl.
Yeah.
The artist kid. I forgot the name of it, but everybody knows what we're talking about for sure.
Yeah. It's not as enjoyable as that one. Yeah, not as enjoyable as that one, but it's still very good. I feel like it's one of those that I'm going to, of course, be putting in my backlog of my other 500,000 animes. And, you know,
yeah, whatever. Me too.
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe at the end, in like 3 weeks, I'll get to it after it's done. Maybe. Probably
next anime, Remain, dropped it definitely off in 2-3 episodes. You're liking it. How
worth picking up. I was not gonna watch it after Bokutashi no Remake, and I was like, man, I need to reassess my feelings about a few of these shows. And I ate like 5 episodes in one day. I was like, holy shit, I love this show. It's very, remember Aishield 21, how the Daemon Devil Bats were starting out. It has that same feeling. Actually, the guys look a lot better. They don't look like little gremlins on the field.
I felt like that gave, I really, that's why the reason I like Aishield 21 so much is because of the art style.
Like, well, that was like a, you know, Dragon Ball Z type of thing. This is kind of like Kuroko no Basket. They don't have any powers yet. They all fucking suck at volleyball. It's just hilarious. There's one episode where they were gonna do a practice game with another school, and they're like, oh no, sorry, a lot of our guys got sick. They brought in the elementary school kids, and the high schoolers got whooped into infinity and beyond. It was great. And the character's like, holy shit, let me go sneak and see if I can talk to my old coach. And he's like, what makes me so good? What made me up the top of the pack? Water polo world? Because he was literally like the best of the best of course. In his league.
Of course.
And he was like, nobody ever outdid you at trying hard. And he's like, you should have a bunch of tapes in your room. Go do this. And he goes and finds the tapes. He's like, holy shit, this is me? This is what I could do if I try? And I really like that message type of thing. It's a feel-good story. He's starting from nothing. And
did you like ever watch...
to compare himself.
Did you ever
like,
watch...
imagine...
what was it called? It was like that tennis anime. Baby Steps. Did you ever watch Baby Steps?
No.
Okay, we definitely gotta watch Baby Steps. Because feel like that is the epitome of... what you're trying to explain.
What was Baby Steps like?
So Baby Steps is about, there's no powers in Baby Steps. It's all sports. It's all sports. But the main character is that, you know, he doesn't cheat. He does everything by the books. He learns how to play tennis. The thing that makes him stand out to, you know, everyone is that every time he's in a tennis match, he's always, you know, he always has a notebook. He's always like figuring out like how to do.
Oh, he's like Deku and My Hero Academia, always taking notes, trying to get better.
Yeah, but more proficient. He's like the tippy top of proficient when it comes to like learning how to, because he didn't even want to join the tennis club to begin with, because at first he was all into studying, you know, and then he brought that type of mindset into playing tennis.
Oh, and shit.
There's a reason I got 2 seasons.
If you saw Baby Steps, I think you'd like this. By what you're saying, this is very much in the same
genre.
And the main character is definitely studious. He has books and books and books. He studies, you know, why old rules were made, why rules were changed, trying to understand the game to its... Basically, you know how the top tier soccer players are in like the World Cup? They're like cheating as much as they can, taking falls to get the red card. He's like, the little kids were cheating, like, because you can cheat but only if the referee doesn't see it.
Exactly.
And it's underwater, you could like hold their hands, stuff like that. It's hilarious. It's great. Highly recommend.
All right, next anime, Heian Sedai no Idaten Tachi, dropped a like a rock on the first episode because I already knew I wasn't gonna like it. Are you?
Oh, I like it.
You said you.
I'm current.
You're current up to it.
I love the art style. I love how the characters move. Obviously, there's some, you know, pretty profane moments, stuff like that. But you know, it's part of the show, and I just can't wait to see what happens. How many episodes is it left? Like 4 more eps?
It's 3 more. 11 total, so 3 more.
Oh man, dude, it's worth my time. It's not the best, but it's a very solid pick.
Like, is it like a word like? Is it like one to pick up and watch? Because, like, going from your recommendation from last
season, you, I don't think you like it.
I already knew I wasn't gonna like it from the first episode. I don't know why, but like the minute
I really liked the ending theme too. Super good.
Yeah, the music was good, but what I was saying is like what I didn't like about it so much is I don't know why, but it gave me that like kids show vibe, like Beyblade or.
I know what you're talking about, but it's most definitely
I know
not
it's
a kid's
not.
Show.
I know
it's like
not.
Adult Swim type of material.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. It gives me that vibe, but I know it's not that type of show. You know, I know it's not a kid's show, but I was like, you're gonna like something if you watch it from the first episode. Like, I know, like, sometimes it takes 3 or 4 episodes, you know, for you to get into something. But when I first watched the first episode, I was like, I already know I'm going to like it. And I know that if I try to watch more of it, it's just going to be a bother for me. Like, I'm just going to be sitting here, like, really not enjoying something I don't want to watch. And that's how I felt about it. Like, just finishing the first episode. Next anime, Megami Ryo no Ryoboku-kun, dropped it like a rock. It's just
trash. Another complete garbage.
It,
you know,
it's just another one. Anything else? Cheat Magician, I dropped. It was another
filler. Death 5 Bio de Battle. I'm watching it.
It's good. I didn't even watch it. I didn't know
what it was good. I'm enjoying it. It's a good steady watch.
What is it about? Give me a quick rundown.
All right. A bunch of people from different walks of life, they get marked that they're dead, right? And then they get taken to this place. They're cuffed. They're given powers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what their powers are. They got to learn how to use them. Some of the people can, for example, the main character's power is whatever anybody thinks his power is, that's his power. And that's pretty basically,
cool. That's pretty cool.
They at first start doing like team fights. I think the first is solo fights, then team fights, then they're sent out into a world, not a world, but like a arena. Maybe like the company purchased a huge ass patch of land or something. And there are other people that have been doing the same thing that they are. They're having like territory battles, group battles. They're spread out into colors, green, red, blue. I think there's more, but that's all that there's out for now. They fight like big ogres and stuff like that. Not ogres, but like put together monsters by the company or the organization whisking away.
What is the prize?
I don't know, not die. So, the main character just wants to play video games and he's like, holy shit, this is awesome. And he's like, how do I hack this power to make it super good? I'll make one person, you know, this blonde girl, and he's like, holy shit, she's perfect. And basically he has her think a certain way of his power, and then that's his power. Like, she could change it to teleportation, to telepathy, to whatever.
So, the main character, but they have to really believe you have that power.
Oh yeah, for sure. Everybody has powers. You don't know everybody's powers. Like, the leaders have, for example, there's this old dude. His power is, I wouldn't call it bureaucracy. It's like a lawyer system. Like, you get into a negotiation, and for example, this big monster is hitting the old dude, and he's just saying, he's like, all right, man, that's nothing. And then he releases the power back to it. I forget the exact mechanics, but he obliterates the monster, and everybody's like, holy shit.
Is it basically like a filler, like, worth watching?
Yeah. It's a filler worth watching.
Oh, yeah, I'll pick it up. Like,
I don't know. But for me,
it sounds like Sunny Boy, almost, kind of, where they figure out what the power is.
It's different. This is like Death
Games. I know,
like,
it's different.
You know what? It's like Batum, kind of.
Like, when you gave me the premise of what the show was about, you know what I immediately, like, what it reminds me of?
What?
So, on YouTube, there's a YouTuber, RDC World 1. Do you know him at all?
Yeah, dude, I love that guy.
Yeah, so, did you ever see this video where it's like, when an anime character doesn't explain their abilities?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh,
it's
that's a great
anime
one.
House series that is also out there.
I love, like, that's immediately, like, what it would remind me of, because like in the video the guy's like, you know, he has a bat, and it's like, oh, if I hit you with this bat, you know, you're gonna die. And then the other character, like, I guess the bad guy or whatever, starts walking up to him. He's like, whoa, you haven't explained to me your powers yet.
Dude, I could hear that when you said it like that. I could hear the guy's voice from the video because I know who it is.
Yeah.
But going back to it, you know what I would think of? Like, it feels like they're trying to do like a Death Note type of scheming to that extent. That's what it feels like. And then mixed with an arena battle like Batum.
Makes sense.
That's probably the best way I could describe it and how it feels to me.
I'll watch like maybe 2 or 3 episodes. If I like it, I'll keep watching it. If not, then I'll just drop it.
It's in arcs. It's a lot better now than it was at the start.
Scarlet Nexus, we already both dropped, so it's garbage.
Yeah.
Kaizoku Ojo, I don't have much to say about it yet. Still,
I haven't watched a single episode. It came out super, super late.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why it came out so late. Oh, it's because it had the same It had like a multicast with Adult Swim, so I guess they're releasing it simultaneously on the American side. Oh,
kind of like how they did Space Dandy back in the day.
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to do.
Back in the day, feels like it was just yesterday.
Next anime after that would be Kageki Shoujo. You haven't watched any episodes, right?
No, I don't know. It's a drama. It's the one that you told me with the bulimia.
I know. I don't think you would like it, but I'm really loving it.
Does it fill the Runway de Warate hole or not?
It's not even close. Runway de Warate has a lot of those like shonen battle type feel. Like even though there's not, you get that feel. This one, it's a more slice of life. It hits a lot of like those kind of like real moments where it's like being prejudiced because you're a female, or you know, not liking this or that. And it, I would say that
would you say it's a realistic view of the what they go through
going up in the system? Very, very much so. Of course, okay. some of them, like, you know, they do add a little bit of, like, you know, extra feels to it, but
flair too, right?
I would say that even with the flares, like, a lot of these girls' backstories are super realistic. Like this is like one of those, like yeah, they sprinkle a lot of these action scenes or whatever, but this, I would say, give it at least 4 episodes if you don't like
it. Okay, I'll try it next time we do the interview. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, like, I swear, if you watch 4 episodes, you're probably going to finish wanting to watch the rest of it.
Because most likely. Know me.
There's some very, like, real moments in the show, but I don't want to spoil it since you haven't seen it, I won't spoil it for you, but yeah, it gets out there. Then we have a couple left down the list that I haven't even watched
yet. Dropped everything else, man. I'm going to be straight with you and make it easy.
There's Nighthead, a reason why they're at the bottom of the list, right?
Yeah, Nighthead, I was interested in watching it, but I just don't care about it. The scenery is very nice, but, you know, there's existing content that you might want to go through if you're going to do it, because there's like a Nighthead in 93. It's like a re-release of a re-release or something like that. You know, maybe watch it, give it a shot if you don't. But it's not really a priority at all on most people's list, it looks like.
Yeah, I don't watch the rest of this, any of this.
Not at all.
Pretty much the remaining stuff is like the leftovers from last season, which I guess we won't talk about too much.
Because Tokyo Revengers has been awesome.
Yeah, I mean, they've all been pretty good, right?
And Fumetsu no Anata finished yesterday. Yeah,
it just finished.
And, did you watch it?
Not yet. I think I'm like three episodes behind, so I need to catch up on that. But they already released the PV for the second season.
2022.
Yeah, so that's going to be really nice. Yurimakun, still amazing.
Oh my god,
it's crazy. Dude. It's fantastic.
Surprising, right?
Okay, there's one thing I do have to say about Yurimakun, though, that I hate.
What?
I hate it when they do, how do I say this, like, fake cliffhangers?
You mean every episode that they do?
No, okay, I mean, like, cliffhangers are okay, right?
Right.
But I hate it when they do, like, these false or fake cliffhangers that go nowhere. So
let me try to describe it. They're trying to hook every episode, right? Last episode, he's hanging out at the green-haired girl's house, and then they show like the dad of the fox girl.
No. Coming in. Let me explain what a fake cliffhanger is.
Okay.
So in one of the episodes, I'll try not to spoil anything when I try to explain it, but in one of the episodes, he gets mad, right? He gets mad and he wants to show off, you know, he wants to try to show off his powers or whatever, right? So that's one of the cliffhangers. He shows off, right?
Yeah.
Next episode is just him running and he doesn't do anything.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Like a fake
cliffhanger. The initial, right?
Like the initial. He's like, oh, I'm gonna show you what I can do. Next episode, nothing happens. It's a fake cliffhanger.
Well, 2 episodes later, he does do something, but it's not to the extent that you expected it was gonna be.
It's because I built it up 2 episodes ago and then they dragged it on for so long. For sure. The cliffhanger makes no sense. I hate that. Like, why do you...
Sorry, I interrupted you. I was looking at Eden Zero thinking about... Have you watched it or nah?
I watched like 1 or 2 episodes. So that's pretty much it.
It's fairy tale. Like a raunchy fairy tale, I guess.
I mean, Fairy Tail was already raunchy to begin with, so...
Oh, yeah, that's true. It feels like they increased the raunchiness in the...
Yeah, a little bit, but...
Still within reason.
Yeah. Have you watched any of the new Shaman King yet?
Dude, yeah. I never watched the original all the way. I've been enjoying this a lot.
It's pretty good. Like, the redone animation is very well done, right? It's very clean.
Dude, they kept in the Tanuki with the testicles and the other dude. He had, like,
no,
the
no more English censoring.
I know, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with his marijuana leaf shirt. The episode where he sleeps with Anna.
It's great when we get a remake when there's no, like, American censorship. Oh,
because... Oh, but for real.
Dude, do you remember that video I showed you?
The Indonesian censorship.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how do you watch that? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was on R Anime, and there's, like, a little clip of, like, the Indian censorship. And it was, like, Fate, right? Like, a clip of Fate. And they were at the beach episode, and every time there was, like, a girl in a bikini, they would just zoom into her face and not show the bikini at all. And I'm like, this is cancer.
What did they turn the aspect ratio to? 4:3?
No.
Just so they could play ads or something on the bottom and the
left side? I mean, but they do that, with normal TV, too. They used to do that, but, you know, that's not just an Indonesian thing.
We don't
thing.
Really watch TV anywhere, so
I don't know. Yeah. But, yeah, they're just like, so zoomed in, and then they do, like, black cuts, hard cuts, and I'm like, how do you watch this? This is awful. God, I don't know. I just wouldn't be able to watch anything like that. And I, like, if there's like, a reason to, like, torrent anime, yeah. I feel like that's the reason. Like, That's acceptable. I would totally understand it if you showed me the Indonesian version of the anime. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I understand why you need to torrent anime. This is the reason. This is unwatchable. Like, this should not even exist. But they're like, I understand that some people don't have, you know, like, limited technology to watch anime, and they really like anime. So I understand it. I understand if you need if that's what gets you hooked into anime, that's totally fine. But God.
We're spoiled now with all these Funimation streams and Crunchyroll streams.
Yeah,
not the best UI for Funimation, but I've gotten used to it. It's acceptable.
Hey.
I've watched a lot of shows that I really wanted to watch because of their service.
I'm just like, Crunchyroll is now owned by Funimation, so...
Doesn't Funimation own Crunchyroll?
Yes, that's what you said.
Yeah, like, Crunchyroll's the one that ate them up. You said it the other way around.
Oh, what was it? Oh, yeah. Well, now they're conglomerate. No, was it? Is it Crunchyroll bought Funimation?
Well, I believe Sony originally either partnered with Crunchyroll or took them over. Is that right?
Let me look it up real quick. It says it's a merger.
Somebody's getting eaten, buddy.
No, it's Crunchy. Crunchyroll gets... technically, Crunchyroll is now owned by Sony Pictures Entertainment, which also owns Funimation. So it's technically a merger, right? Because they're all under another big branching company of Sony, all right. Sony Pictures.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
As long as they have both sites up, I like it.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind if they just merge the sites into one site. There's no point in having two sites, right?
Not really.
If they merge it, that's better for you. You only have to pay for one streaming service.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so better either way. I'm fine with that. That's all right.
Any anime merch you've been eyeballing this season?
Merch? I never really get too big into merch.
Dude, I bought myself. Oh my God. Well, it's not even officially licensed, though. I just really late at like 2 a.m. on Saturday. I was like, fuck, I need a new keyboard. My cat's messed up mine. I ordered a wireless keyboard for like $30. And I was like, I need a custom space bar. And somehow I ended up ordering a full Ayanami Ray. Probably unofficially... not totally legit bootleg keycap set for like more than the price of the keyboard.
I mean, that makes sense though, because keycaps are pretty expensive. Yeah, they especially are expensive. Like the double shot ones or whatever they're called.
Yeah, I want official ones, but you know, whatever. It's from Malaysia or something ones? Like that. Never, no. Like yeah, even the artisan keycaps, it's like $30 for a space bar or something like that. The Chinese ones are like $5 for a space bar.
No, but I understand why they're that much though, because there is a lot of work.
Specialty, making, like, handcraft made, like the ones with the resin, like the Koi Pond space bars, stuff like that, escape buttons.
I can see spending more than like $30 on like a very unique escape button with like layered effects and stuff like that. I can see that, but I would never pay $30 for
mechanical keyboards. Is a very expensive hobby
for a lot of people. I feel like it's I would say it's an expensive hobby, but it's kind of like
as much as Gunpla for sure, right?
It's kind of like coffee, you know, where it's like you can do the basics and you'll get really good coffee.
Oh yeah,
and then at the very tippy top, it's pretty much diminishing returns. But like the more you spend, it's more diminishing returns, right? That's pretty much what keyboards are. It's diminishing returns. Then you know, the higher up you go, like you get.
You know what it is? It's like, even like leather shoes. Like you go from Walmart leather shoes to Allen Edmonds, stuff like that.
I mean, there's a big difference between Walmart leather shoes and like custom made for your feet. For sure. There's a big difference between that. Okay, but custom made leather shoes and something like custom made leather shoes with like, you know, X
Razer keyboard
something. I mean, I have Razer keyboards. Like honestly, if it wasn't for the macros I use for the keyboards, I'd probably switch to something else. Because at this point, I like
it. Doesn't Razer matter.
Keyboard. It doesn't matter. It's a keyboard, dude.
Not really.
It does clickety clacks. It makes letters on a screen. That's what it does.
Like makes people think you're working extra hard.
The thing is, I think I have like orange switches, so they don't even make the clickety clack noise.
Mine are red. Mine are hella loud. like blues, but you know.
Yeah, mine are like dampered, so it barely makes any noise. Like if I hit it hard enough, it'll make a noise, but that's like just the sound of the actual like keys hitting like the actual base of the keyboard. So it's not really the switches making the noise; it's just the keys.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we're tangent.
We are. This isn't even anime. I just wanted to talk about my Ayanami race that I'm excited about.
Besides that, anything else to talk about? That's pretty much it, right?
Nah, man. Better watch that fucking Ava movie.
All right, I guess that's pretty much it for us. We will catch you guys later. Bye.